Okay, there's an enormous split emerging between poor countries and rich countries here at this conference in Bangkok. The poor countries are represented by what's called the G77, which is a UN group of 130 countries, and that works with China. Now, there's always been a historic problem. What they're saying now is that the EU, the US, Britain, and the rich countries led by America are fundamentally, I'm using their words, fundamentally sabotaging the Kyoto Protocol. And that is the agreement which all the world signed up to 8 years ago, to reduce emissions. And they're saying that, that America is now effectively taking the rich countries off on their own, and they're going to negotiate a separate treaty. And the poor countries are absolutely furious about this, because they spent 20 years trying to get to what they call the best deal possible, which protected their rights and their interests. And now they think that America and the rich countries are trying to sabotage that.
How damaging is this to the prospects of a deal being reached in December in Copenhagen?
It's potentially very damaging, but it's not the key factor. The key that what if these talks are to fail, it probably won't be over this, because this is something which can be negotiated round. What worries a lot of people now is that the money is just not coming onto the table, and that's the real problem. There's nothing, and the emission cuts by the rich countries are just not good enough. We've only got a few days left now. Obviously, the politicians walk in at the end and they make the political decisions, which should get us something. But the problem is that they've left it very, very, very late, and the kind of the enmity which is building up by the poor countries is now getting quite extreme. What they're saying is that the US is intimating, suggesting that it cuts at about sort of 9%, 10%, 11% on the 1990 levels. But it's saying that the poor countries are going to have to cut even more. And one by one, you're beginning to see the poor countries like India, Indonesia, Mexico, some of these very large countries, they're coming up, and China itself, coming up or suggesting that they are prepared to cut. So in other words, what you could get is that the developing countries are going to cut more than the rich countries, and the rich countries are now trying to evade their own, what they call, historic responsibilities, because they are the ones who caused the mess in the first place. And now they're saying that the poor countries have got to do all the cleaning up.
Another interesting thing that's come out of these discussions in Bangkok, John, is from Interpol, the International Policing Organisation. It's warned that organised crime is cashing in on deforestation. What's all that about?
Right, well, this is really interesting. What's happened is that if there's going to be money passing between rich countries and poor countries, what the rich countries want is a system where they don't actually have to do very much themselves to cut. So they've identified forests as the one big area where they can raise an awful lot of money through what's called carbon trading, carbon emissions offsetting. So in other words, if Britain could not reach its own targets and timetables, then it would go to Gabon, or we go to Congo or Brazil or whoever, country with a lot of forests, and they say, right, okay, we buy emission credits from you guys, you've got vast amounts of forest, here's a few hundred million quid, and it all sounds absolutely fine, the money goes, the forests are protected, and the rich countries get their cuts effectively. The trouble is, what's happening now is people are realizing these are vast sums of money. I mean, we're talking $20, $30, $40 billion a year passing between the rich countries and some of the poorest and least policeable countries in the world. And Interpol has just woken up to the fact that, well, actually, there's no way. There are no police forces in Congo. No one can verify. No one can check on these things at all. So it's not just that Interpol. There's a lot of NGOs now, a lot of groups are saying, well, hang on, who's going to protect the people who live in the forest and the hundreds of millions of people who depend on the forest? And so there's a whole set of questions, you know, like, are the loggers going to be able to use it as a way of subsidizing their logging? So suddenly this was the great plan of the rich countries, was to get the poor countries to basically become the source of enormous funding for emissions. Now even that seems to be questionable, because there's some very, very fundamental, profound questions which are being asked about that, of which Interpol is just one.